Welcome back to Talent Talk with your host, Aiden Coleman, and our special guests, head coach of the girls' varsity basketball team, Luke Rhodes, and a couple of his players, Emma Goetz and Stephanie Ramsey. How's everyone doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Doing good.
So, coach, obviously coming off from a district championship and a pretty good state run, how confident are you about this upcoming season?
Yeah, definitely excited about the upcoming season. I think we have a good core group of seniors coming back. Looking forward to getting started here on Friday with our practices, see where we are. A little disappointed, though. You think coming off a district championship, but, you know, we'd have a lot of excitement back. We've actually lost a couple girls from the team, have decided to focus on individual sports rather than playing a couple different. So that's created some issues with our numbers.
Yeah,
so
we're a little void there.
We're a little worried about that. And just I'm not sure exactly, you know, I think knowing that, you know, you come off a championship, you play for a championship, you should be excited. You think they'd be excited to come back and you know, have a role on this team, you know, and I'm a little disappointed about that.
Yeah, for sure. So, ladies, how about you guys? How are you all feeling about the season?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm excited to get started and play games. I'm really looking forward to the first game.
Yeah, Steph?
Yeah, about the same. I'm very excited for it. I've been playing with these girls since third and fourth grade.
Yeah, so obviously exciting stuff. Yeah. Final season with them. Mm-hmm. So who are we losing from last season? Like, what big seniors, like key seniors?
We lost two seniors from last year's team, two very, very valuable seniors. Shannon Shaw, who actually we lost her 50 seconds into our first game last year, which was unfortunate because I thought she had a great offseason.
Yeah.
We were looking forward to her having a special year. But then she gave her the opportunity for Chesney to step up in that role, and Chesney Salzgiver did a great job. So losing those two seniors, more not only what they could provide on the court, but also their leadership and kind of like the taking control of the team and being the leaders of the team. We're going to miss that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So, girls, how do you plan on filling the gaps that the seniors left? Like,
I think we have to rely on the underclassmen, push them in practice, trust in them.
That was a big thing in football, too.
Like, allow them to have the opportunity.
Definitely. So, expanding upon the previous question about the past seniors, did their leadership help guide the previous team as such success as the district championship? And if they did, help, how do you plan on replacing them?
I think their leadership played a big role. Shannon, even though she, like I said, got injured early, she stuck with the team, came to and supported our girls, was you know, kind of like an extra coach for us. So we're going to miss that a lot. And Chesney did a great job defensively. She was like one of our defensive specialists last year, shut down her leadership on her role on the floor. And, I mean, and actually she made some huge shots at times and had some key baskets, played great defense against some really top players that we went against last year. We gave her the tough role of being that shutdown. So we're we need to find somebody to step into that role. You know, as far as some of the players, I mean, last year one of our the juniors who played a big role in the district championship game, she decided she's going to focus on another sport this year. So, we're going to miss that because I think she could have played a key role and been a pivotal part of the team. So, kind of disappointed with her decision.
Yeah, just unfortunate. So, does each assistant and player on your team know their exact role, like what they have to do to contribute to the team and keep the winning culture going?
We as a coaching staff, we actually, you know, we work very well together. We kind of know where we fit in, and you know, Steve does a lot of the video type stuff. He does a great job with that, with numbers and analyzing statistics. Coach Baker, she provides a lot of key valuable information. She scouts very well, picks up a lot of the tendencies from the other team, and really gives me that. And then I kind of fill in the areas there with the kind of a little bit of both, and then you know, I create the practice plans. But we do a
we
I
added
think we
Coach
really,
Whitling too.
Yeah, we this year we're gonna new have Coach Whitling, who's subbing here a lot. He's actually and has a lot of, you know, he has college head coaching experience.
Oh, really?
So we're really excited about him.
Be nice to have.
Yeah, and I think him coming on staff and helping out whenever he can will be a valuable asset to the program. Also, as far as the players, I mean, I think you mentioned that about players and the roles. I mean, we really don't establish roles. I mean, we all want to be able to play basketball, get up and down the floor, have a good time, and most importantly, you know, do what you can do best. And you know, we've created a new little, or we're thinking about looking at a new style of play. So hopefully, we can mesh that up here within a couple weeks here with the season to go.
Yeah. So the same question for you girls. How do you prepare for games and practice? Is it all the same, or like, what do you guys do?
No, I would say for each game, we have a different game plan, but getting ready for it, it's the same method. Go in trying to get the win. Like, you never underestimate a team.
Emma?
I mean, we go to Village Pantry after school. That's pretty nice. Before every game, and then we go to the game, and we have the same things to do before everything.
Nice. So, Coach, during your practices, are you an energy giver? Like, is your enthusiasm or attitude during practice contagious to all your players? Because that can have a big impact on the outcomes of games.
That's an interesting question. I think that's a one thing that I think we are as a program need to work on a little bit more as far as energy at practice. I mean, I think sometimes we get too caught up on trying to make sure that everything is done precise and kind of lose out on that energy. We talked about this going into this season here. We want to have practices where the players pick each other up. They're excited about being there. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we're only looking at shorter practices. So we want high intense practices with a lot of energy. So something we're going to work on, and I probably need to do a better job. It's tough after a day here, you know, going to practice after getting beat up all day and running all over the place to have all kinds of energy, but maybe I'll have to start drinking Monster or something.
So girls, what's your attitude like in practice? Are you guys always trying to improve your game and other girls around you? Or
I think our main focus is just to improve not only like individually, but as like a whole team together. We have to work together to get to what we want to do in the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's definitely harder this year, having less people, knowing to push yourself even without a defense. That's something we have to work on.
Mm-hmm. So do you recognize and reward the players who do the little things, for example, like taking charges, diving for loose balls? And do you think these things can have a huge impact on the game and even in some cases more important than scoring?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I think what's one thing that we've done a pretty good job over the last couple of years is recognizing players. Like we actually have a program in our little thing in our program where we give a toolbox to the player of the game, but it's not necessarily, in most cases, it's not the leading scorer. It's usually the leading rebounder or somebody who took a dove for a loose ball. I remember, you know, last year, I think against Salisbury, Chesney Salzgiver probably got it for guarding Maren Miller really well and doing a good job, having a real nice block on her, just little things like that. So I think we've done a really good job of trying to point that out and really trying to emphasize that there are more things to the game than scoring. I mean, scoring is important, obviously, but really, it's in high school basketball, if you can take a charge, that's a momentum swing, you get a big rebound, you dive for a loose ball. I mean, that gets people excited. So, I think that's something maybe we should probably focus on even more. I mean, we've done that, but that's something we could probably even do a better job of.
Yeah, definitely. So how about you girls? Do you think these things can have impacts on the game? And are you, like, getting hyped and, like, hyping your teammates up and stuff after they do something big like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at our district championship game last year, someone took a really big charge that completely changed the momentum of the game and gave us a lot of energy. So I feel as though when you have those people stepping up and doing those type of things, like a hustle play, it just changes the whole game for us.
Yeah. So we'll go to, like, this season. Are there any big threats this year on the schedule that we may play, or are you approaching everyone usually just the same as pretty much it has been?
Well, I think as Stephanie said earlier, we try to approach every game as the same. I think every game is important. You can't underestimate a game. You know, I think a couple of years ago we experienced that where we were on a nice roll. I think their freshman year, actually. We were on a nice roll and really went up to Clearfield, a team that we knocked off here by over 50 points. And we went up there, and it's probably the worst loss of my career just for the simple fact that I'm not going to say we weren't ready for it, because I thought we were mentally ready for it, but I just don't think we were. I think we were physically ready for it. I don't think we were mentally ready for it, and that hurt us. So we want to approach every game. I mean, our schedule's tough this year. Right off the bat, we open up with Bellwood, who's a very good Bellwood team.
Yeah, they're always good.
They've got some really tough players, much that will push us. And, I mean, to be honest with you, I think it'll be a great game, game to start the year with. And then we have Haldysburg now in the Mountain League.
They're always tough.
And they're very good. They gave us a loss a couple years ago. And then we have Punxsutawney early in the season, who I think they were undefeated going into the state tournament last year. So, I mean, and later on in the season, we have Mercyhurst Prep coming down from the area.
They're real good, aren't they?
It was a great team.
Yeah.
And then even the rest of the Mountain League is very tough. It's a very tough schedule. And we go down to Northumberland, a team that we beat here last year that I think we were only one of their only, like, three losses on the season.
Wow.
So the schedule's definitely tough, but we want to make it tough because we, you know, I think these girls have worked hard. We want to go out and get ourselves prepared for playoff basketball.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you think our strengths are this year, like post-scoring, three, shooting, defense, or do you think there's like a perfect balance between all these things?
I think we need to I mean, I think there's a balance. I really do. I think there's we got girls who can drive, we got girls who can shoot. You know, we've got to finish a little bit better around the hoop. I think that's something we're going to focus on. We've been focusing on a lot of practice. We're looking at, you know, some different aspects to our offense, so hopefully that works out for us to get us. We want to try to play a little bit faster, but we'll see how that goes after we start practice. Maybe we'll have to play slower. I don't know, but we'll see how that goes. But the other thing is, I mean, I think we're pretty balanced, and I think each of the girls brings something different to the table, which is really is really going to be exciting. I think we got some girls that can really step up and hammer it on defense. We got some girls that can shoot. I really think every girl you know on this roster right now can provide something pretty special for the for the team.
Yeah. So we'll go to in season. Does your team continue the strength train during the season? Because strength is an attribute that is quickly diminished and can also have a huge impact on your team.
Was that a quote out of the encyclopedia? Where'd you get that from? That was pretty good.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, I can conquer that one this morning in first period.
No, that actually is. We try to, as far as true strength training. No, I don't believe we don't do as much in the fitness center during the season. But we'll try to do stuff at practices. We'll do some different strength things at practice. One problem with basketball is if you do continue a heavy strength weightlifting type program, you really need to spend a lot of time shooting. And once the season starts, you really don't get a lot of time to shoot, so we got to be careful with that. But we would definitely do some different core type workouts at practice and like in our workouts.
Yeah. So all right, last question before I let you all go. Do you think that we have a shot this year at possibly winning the district and maybe even state championship?
I mean, everything, that is our goal. I mean, we'll start off with Bella. That's one of our big goals, to go into that game and play competitive. But as far as, I mean, we're going to build and see how this, you know, we need to make sure we stay healthy. And if the cards fall as they are or as they do, we can see how, I mean, we're gonna be competitive, I think, and try to compete 100%. In every game. I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I know we'll be prepared for each game, and we'll make sure that we're mentally ready. And hopefully, hopefully good things can come to us. So, it'll be exciting.
What do you guys think?
I think we just have to take it, like, one game at a time. We can't really, like, look ahead and say, like, oh, we're definitely going to win and stuff like that. But I think it's obviously the biggest goal is for us to win a state championship.
Yeah, the big ultimate goal.
Yeah, I agree with Emma. I mean, that's always the goal, looking into the season. That would be a great way to go out. I mean, we've had a great 4 years or 3 years for after this year.
Yeah.
And it would be a great way to end it.
Oh, for sure. Well, thank you guys for joining me. Best of luck to you all this season. You too, Coach Rhodes.
Thank you. Thank you. Great program you have going here.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, we'll see.